Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser!
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Danny from Kent is. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Danny, were you by chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers from the cheat sheet?
I was not, but I'm ready to win.
Let's go. Even playing field.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
In the world of digital audio, what does CD stand for?
What was that?
CD.
Compact disc?
Yes. How many of the seven dwarves had beards?
Four.
No.
Five.
No.
Three.
No. What is the name of the family dog on Family Guy?
Brian.
Correct. What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
Denominator.
Yes. What U.S. state is directly below Kansas?
Mississippi?
No.
North Carolina?
No.
Illinois?
No. Who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Pass.
Norman Osborn is better known as what Marvel villain?
Green Goblin?
Yes. Which auto manufacturer makes the CRV?
Honda.
Yes. Which South American country features a man-made forest shaped like a guitar?
Ghana.
No.
Past.
In what decade was the first Hard Rock Cafe opened?
I'm going to say 1980.
No.
Oh, man.
But you got five correct, Danny. That's not a bad score at all. You split right down the middle,
that's
my friend.
That's all right.
The sun is in Steve's eyes this morning. It might be hard for him to focus. Is that why you wear the blindfold?
Yes, that's exactly why I wear it. Those UV lights, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
In the world of digital audio, what does CD stand for?
Compact disc.
Correct. How many of the seven dwarves had beards?
There's people in their 20s probably have no idea what the hell that is anymore. Three?
No.
Two?
No.
Five?
No. What is the name of the family dog on Family Guy?
Brian.
Correct. What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
The numerator?
No.
The sub?
No.
What? Denominator.
Yes. Which U.S. state is located directly below Kansas?
Kansas City.
No.
Missouri?
No.
Nebraska.
No. Who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Janie Lane from Warrant.
No.
There's like four Warrant fans that will enjoy that one. I don't know. Pass.
Norman
Mark
Osborn.
Twain.
No. Norman Osborn is better known by what as what Marvel villain?
Huh?
Norman Osborn is better known as what Marvel villain?
Doc Ock.
No.
Crap. Marvel villain. Thanos.
No.
Bucky.
No. Which auto manufacturer makes the CR? And that is a loss. 5-4. Danny is celebrating. Congratulations, Danny.
Oh, come on, man.
Nice job, Danny. I haven't lost in a while.
Dude, it has been a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Neither of you knew that only, I shouldn't say only, all but one of the seven dwarves have beards. Six of them have beards.
Oh, stupid.
That's a lot of facial hair there.
Yeah.
The U.S. state directly below Kansas, neither of you know your U.S. geography.
It no.
is Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Uncle Tom's Cabin was written by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Our friend Danny knew that Norman Osborn is better known as the Green Goblin. And then a couple that you didn't get to. Which South American country features a man-made forest shaped like a guitar?
A man-made forest shaped like a guitar?
It's cool.
The electric forest?
No.
Jimmy's forest?
No, it's in Argentina.
Oh. Argentinian? Oh.
Just the country.
I thought you wanted the name of the forest.
And in what decade did the first Hard Rock Cafe open?
Which decade? 70s.
Yes. Oh, Steve. You'll have another opportunity to try and win at 8:50.
I still think I should get a point for the Warrant one.
That was a pretty good joke.
They did, but they also did write a song called Uncle Tom's Cabin.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you some, you know, bonus points for that. A gold star.
No. I remember they wanted to be, like, taken serious. And they had this song. And the label's just like, no, we want cherry pie.
More cherry pie, please.
And then we wonder why Janie Lane was very depressed about the success of his band. Because he's like, I'm trying to write like these heartfelt songs and you want me to sing about cherry pies.
Which we'll never escape it.
Yeah. Danny's like, please stop playing that song.
What is happening?
Fine.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we're wondering if you are a big fan of music. If so, there's a simple question that we need to ask you, but we need for you to call in right now if you are a big fan of music. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after POD. Steve Biggs, I know you're an avid reader. You read a lot of books. Definitely a big fan of horror books, right?
Oh, you know me. Every night I like to just like curl up next to the fireplace and read a good horror book.
So I know you're probably very familiar with the horror author Damon Manx.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy's
work.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Well, he posted a great question on his social media for music fans to get into a little bit of a discussion.
Name a band where one of the members is more popular than the lead singer. Can you think of any? Yeah, I'm looking for any band where the lead vocalist is not the most famous or the most popular member of the band. I hope your day is as awesome as your favorite song. Peace, my brothers and sisters.
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a
also,
lot of pressure.
My favorite song's very depressing, so I don't know.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We're going to chat with Heidi. Heidi, name a band where one of the members is more popular than the lead singer.
I gotta say the Rolling Stones and Keith Richards.
Ooh, you know, I think you might be right.
I agree.
I feel like he's in the news more, that's for sure.
I know in my the concert I attended way back, I enjoyed his 10-minute riff and solo more than the rest of the concert.
Well, you don't like watching a 90-year-old man awkwardly dance on stage like Mick Jagger does?
Prancing around. Yeah.
Another person that kind of falls in line as well, Pete Townshend.
Yep.
From The Who. I mean, Roger Daltrey is, of course, a rock star. I mean, that dude, like, there's not a shirt that he doesn't know how to unbutton.
All the way,
down to the navel. But I would say that a lot of people, probably when you think of The Who, the first person you think of is Pete Townshend.
Sure. Do you have one that you can think of off the top of your head, Steve? A band where it's not the lead singer that's necessarily the most popular?
I have a few. Of course, they're drummers. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
That was on my list.
I mean, I don't know if it's because of the adult film.
Yes.
His third drumstick, you know, that one is pretty impressive. Also, Travis Barker from Blink 182.
That's a good choice.
At one time. I don't know that he is anymore.
He's married to a Kardashian.
Yeah, but Mark Hoppus is everywhere these days. And so is Tom. Like, Tom was just crazy with the aliens.
You're a
Blink 182
fan. You're a little more, I think you pay more attention to Blink than the average American.
Fine, Steve.
As the guy who's talking right now is wearing a Tom DeLonge inspired baseball hat.
I'm just saying that nowadays, I think they're all as popular. But yes, back in the day, I definitely think everyone just thought of Travis Barker.
And he's also still doing, he's producing a lot of, like, you know, pop-friendly artists like Post Malone and things along those lines. I feel like it might be a close battle, but I still think he edges, because that's one of their songs, edging. He edges out, not that, what are you thinking? Taryn. But yeah, another one that maybe you would argue with me, and maybe not, but Danny, wouldn't you say who's the dork from Fall Out Boy?
Pete Wentz.
Oh, Pete Wentz for sure.
Yeah. I don't know why I called him a dork, but he is to me.
This is a big one, I think. Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
He was definitely the most popular member of Van Halen.
You might even say both Van Halens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
What about Slash? Someone just texted in Slash from Guns N' Roses. Again, I think that kind of falls in line with the Rolling Stones and also The Who, where you could argue the frontman or the guitarist is the biggest star.
Okay, what would you say about Angus Young then in AC/DC?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was kind of more popular than both of the lead singers.
How about this one? Someone just texted in, and this was one perfect for you. Neil Peart from Rush.
I would say, honestly, probably for the non-Rush fans.
Don't get all offended like Danny with Blink 182.
I think fight both of you.
I think a lot of non-Rush fans might be more familiar with or know, you know, just how impressive Neil Peart is. So, I think I could agree with that for sure.
Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great choice.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Yeah, some good stuff right there.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Robert De Niro hooked his 2-year-old daughter Gia up with a backstage meet and greet with the Wiggles.
I didn't realize he has a 2-year-old daughter.
But the Wiggles, I mean, come on, that's next level. So many people have had opinions about how old Robert De Niro is. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Robert De Niro has a 2-year-old daughter. Her name is Gia. He is, how old do you think he is?
81 years old.
80, he turns 82 this summer.
Oh, so he had the kid when he was in his 70s. Yeah. Cut him some slack.
It's totally normal.
Yeah.
He took her backstage to meet the Wiggles, though, which is pretty huge. It was a concert happening in New York City.
What a flex, though. Imagine being in the Wiggles and they're like, Robert De Niro wants to come backstage and meet you guys. I'd be like, okay, nice joke, sure. And they're like, no, he has a kid that's two that wants to meet. And nice joke, he has a two-year-old. Like, the whole thing just seems so absurd to me.
Apparently, they watch the shows and stuff and listen to music, like, every single day. So they're both big fans. Okay. Many people have had to voice their opinions online about him having a two-year-old daughter at the age of 81. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Like I said, they're both big fans. It's like me saying I'm a big fan of Bluey and Peppa Pig. I'm a fan of it because my kid watches it, and it's better than watching some of these YouTube shows that she likes. All right, fine. I do like Bluey. I got two t-shirts. And I would be pretty fired up to meet Bluey.
Right?
Yeah. All right, we found some of these comments about Robert De Niro, mainly about his age and the fact that he has a two-year-old child. And we figured who better to read it than Robert De Niro.
Oh, perfect.
So we have Robot Robert De Niro reading comments, making fun of the fact that Robert De Niro is, well, a little too old to be having a kid, according to the world of social media. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's hear it.
He needs to keep his you-know-what in his pants. There's a time when you need to say enough is enough.
What time is that? 60? 50?
How old were you when Tatum was born? You were 45?
Yes. Ish.
My husband was 50 when Barrett was born. I mean, he was almost 30 years older than you guys when he had this baby.
Which is crazy to think, like, when we first decided we want to have a kid, it took 6 years. Like, you know, I've shared the story of all the fertility stuff and all that kind of stuff. But, like, even then when we made the decision, I'm like, man, I'm almost 40. Like, do I want to have a kid at that age? And I was like, yeah. You know, I feel like these days, like, we all try and stay in better shape than maybe, like, our parents
sure.
did. But still, like, 40 seemed like crazy. So when people were after we had Tatum, they're like, are you going to have another one? I'm like, no. I'm good. We're good.
Leave it to Robert De Niro. Yeah,
exactly.
An important message here. You two can save enough money to hire the Wiggles for your kid if you wait till you're 79 to have them.
Well, I don't know if that... I think Robert De Niro could have afforded the Wiggles back when he was in his 20s or 30s, too.
100%.
Yeah, I don't know if age was the reason. I think he's just massively successful.
He has rich. Wiggles money, for sure.
He's got Wiggles money. Also, have you seen the video?
Yes.
I was more shocked by Robert De Niro having a two-year-old. I was more shocked about how old the Wiggles look now.
And it's not the same Wiggles. You know, there's some new Wiggles in there.
Wait, they're like Menudo? They swap out members? What the hell?
The fact that he has a two-year-old kid and a 53-year-old kid is wild.
I mean, Brad's eldest and Barrett are 20 years apart.
That's so crazy.
I thought that was a lot, but this is crazy.
How does that, how old was Brad when Barrett was born again?
He was 2 weeks shy of his 51st birthday.
Was he nervous about having a kid at that
age? Very nervous.
Look, Brad also doesn't look 50 something. Like he
doesn't act it either.
Well, no, I'm saying like I'm mentally 20. But still, that's a daunting thing to think about, like, hey, in 10 years I'm gonna be this old.
Oh, yeah.
When my kid graduates high school, I'm gonna be this old.
Oh, we do all the math all the time.
I'm sure you rub it in his face all the time.
It's ridiculous. She could be his great granddaughter. Dude is too old for that. Oh, how cute. Grandpa took his granddaughter out.
Okay. I honestly don't care. I'll be honest with you. At the end of the day, if you want to be 70 years old and have a kid, as long as the kid's being raised in a loving household, as cheesy as that sounds, there's plenty of people in their 20s and 30s that are just red rotten parents. Yeah. I overhear them talk to their kids all the time at play parks and things like that. If a 70-year-old man has a kid and and it's in a healthy relationship where they're treating the kid well, I don't care.
I agree 1,000,000%.
Also, I would be totally cool with being Robert De Niro's kid.
Yeah, I would love to be that guy's kid.
Yeah, he's old, but he's also rich. Life would be awesome.
It would be.
Sure, my dad wears Depends because he s*** himself all the time, but he's Robert f***ing De Niro.
Yep.
I'm set for life, and Vito Corleone is my dad. Suck it, haters.
Yeah. Suck it, haters.
We have the next stop on the Men's Room World Tour planned for the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. And it's going down Saturday, July 19th. The party goes from 2 until 5. Steve, they're going to have the Men's Room beer brats there, the IPA beer brats, also the IPA and the 20th anniversary lager. It's all going to be happening. Live music from Woodshed.
Will they cover the Wiggles music?
Oh, I hope so. Okay. Then we're definitely showing up. You can get all the details on the party at KISW.com. As you gear up to get out there and seize the day, you might be a little bit curious about the world of pop culture because there's so much happening and it can be tough to know what are the most important nuggets. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
It sounds like Aerosmith may not actually be done just yet. At least, according to Joe Perry, who's like he's kind of like hinting that they may have a little bit of gas left in the tank.
I feel, in all fairness, they could just look at anyone who complains and be like, look, Motley Crue can do it, Kiss can do it, every band does it, so don't get mad at us.
Steven Tyler had that vocal cord injury back in 2024, though, which obviously he's like, you know, trying to regain some of what he lost, but it sounds like a lot of the damage has pretty much been done. I really do believe that he could maybe modify the way he sings, the way Sting does, or Geddy Lee from Rush. You know, there's some of these singers that they just don't have that range anymore.
What, like become like a lounge act?
Well, no, just like change the key
Dude, a little bit.
I think there's some promise there, but yeah, he was saying on Trunk Nation, Joe Perry was, that he's just hoping that they can maybe have like one final performance. I don't know if it'll be like the Black Sabbath, you know, final bow type thing, but sounds like there may be something.
I think Steven Tyler recently was seen singing again, so that shows some optimism. And have you ever seen Aerosmith live?
Shockingly, no.
I saw them a couple of times, and I remember it's going to date me, but I remember I was obsessed with the Pump record.
Oh,
I was in high school when that album came out. That's the one that had Janie's Got a Gun.
Yes.
F-I-N-E, Fine. All the other great songs that are on that. And my parents let me go.
Oh.
With my buddy Tom Cody. It was like my second concert I ever went to. It was at the Meadowlands. And I saw them perform. I think it was with Skid Row.
Nice.
So good. So metal. Or so hair metal. But man, they were so great live. One of my favorite concerts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so sorry you haven't seen them.
I know, it's a bummer.
Hey, speaking of final concerts, and you mentioned Ozzy Osbourne, he's gearing up for the big show that's happening. What day is it happening? Is it Saturday or
July
Sunday?
July 5th.
July 5th, so Saturday night. Ryan Castle's going to be there, which is really cool. And he's, I guess, trying to make as much money as humanly possible before he calls it a day. We, you know, we recently talked about how he collabed with Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Where they have like a couple of his cans, like 10 cans that have his quote-unquote DNA on them because he sipped from those cans or something along those lines. This is strange, and almost like I would throw it in the category of, do we really need this, Ozzy? Do you need the money that bad? But he's teamed up with a Birmingham-based company called Jolie Beauty. I don't know anything about them. Danny, is that, it's like goth-inspired makeup? Yeah. Not that you're a goth person, but I thought maybe like Lily, maybe it's
yeah,
like
you
Sephora.
Know his daughter is such a goth, too.
She really is, honestly.
I don't know. She goes to Sephora? I thought maybe they have it there. I have no idea.
You're not probably wrong. She probably like, dad. I know that one.
Well, apparently they're going to be doing an Ozzy Osbourne-inspired beauty product, like where it's going to blend his signature dark style with bold cosmetics. Because, you know, most Ozzy fans, they want some good eyeliner.
Yeah.
And lip gloss.
But you know what? This is not his first makeup venture. He, in 2022... Ozzy had the, I think it's called the Ozzy Osbourne Collection, and it's his own line of cosmetics, and I have it.
Is he using it?
I don't know. So I have like two makeup, guys, they're called palettes. You open it up and it has all the different eyeshadows on there.
Does it look like the watercolor things?
Yes.
Yeah,
it looks just like that.
One
is in the shape of a bat and the other one is in the shape of a coffin.
All right, for the packaging alone, that's kind of cool.
I also have a black lipstick that's Ozzy Osbourne Cosmetics. So apparently the makeup business is doing him real well. Lily Phillips, she recently claimed to have sex with 1,113 men in 12 hours.
All right, that answers my question. I was about to say, who is Lily Phillips? But I think I can put two and two together, or six and nine together.
She's amazing.
She was working to reclaim a world record that was held by a different creator by the name of Bonnie Blue for some time. But due to these...
Wait, in all fairness, her last name is B-L-U-E. Which I think you should have changed the spelling for if you're in that kind of world. Yeah.
But the OnlyFans restrictions aren't allowing the footage to be shown there.
How raunchy are you that there's restrictions to what you're putting on OnlyFans?
Now she's going to be instead sharing the footage on Fansly. This is Lily Phillips talking about it.
For those of you that have followed me for quite some time now,
that's Danny.
Will understand that I've been wanting to do a certain world record. Now, I'm very happy to announce that yesterday I did just that. I did 1,113 men.
She doesn't sound
so
very
casual
tired.
Casual about it.
That's a lot of people. That might be more than some people have had in their entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe some people.
In 12 hours. Now, obviously, it's going to take...
I don't want to do anything for 12 hours, let alone that. Only thing I want to do for 12 hours is sleep, and I don't know if I'm ever going to get to do that.
Now, obviously, it's going to take me a little bit of time to edit and upload this 12-hour video, but it will be going on my fans later, and I will let you know once it's out. But yeah, within the next week.
Okay, good.
Daniel, let us know when it's out.
Danny, you going to watch all 12 hours?
Maybe about 45 seconds.
Like, I don't know if she's in a relationship, but do you come... Like, sometimes I come home from work, I'm like, babe, I had a rough day. Like, I don't feel like talking. She comes home, she's like, hey, babe, I had a rough day. I don't feel like sitting.
Wow. She likes it rough, though.
Hey, real quick, the Yankees are going full Seinfeld. I think this is pretty cool. They're doing, like, a theme bobble night, and it's going to be a George Costanza bobblehead on August 21st, where it's him napping under the desk. It's a callback to an iconic moment in Seinfeld where he's working for the Yankees, and he was kind of sleeping under the desk and things along those lines. But apparently, people are already selling them on eBay, even though they haven't been given out yet, and upwards of, like, $250,
$400, $500. Whoa!
And speaking of giveaways, on Saturday, the Mariners are doing their basketball jersey giveaway. Have you seen these, Danny?
No.
I'm going to trade one of my... I have a few bobbleheads, like the Julio and Ichiro and things. If someone goes and gets, like, a large basketball jersey, I'll trade you for it, because this thing is freaking cool.
They are pretty sick.
And it's J.P. Crawford, number 3 on the back, and his name on the back. And the jersey's kind of got a little bit of a vibe of, like, the T-Mobile Park roof on it.
It's
what day
so
is it?
Cool.
Saturday.
Get first, in there, Danny.
First 15,000 people. There's websites already selling them for $40.
Though. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, do you think there's someone out there that can beat you?
No. What do you want me to say? Yes, tons.
Steve has a record of 219 wins, 67 losses, and 53 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 850.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.